All right, well, let's talk about the Living Skies Music Festival coming up this summer. Chris, obviously, Captain Tractor, one of the groups that's playing in this. I feel like you guys are almost like honorary Saskatchewanians. I know, I believe you're based in Alberta, but I mean, when you guys start singing The Last Saskatchewan Pirate, I mean, there's not much better in this province than that moment.
That is the gift that was given us by the Arrogant Worms, of course, a cover that we did, you know, 30 years ago plus. And I mean, our version of that song is heard, you know, across the prairies at weddings and, you know, sports events every week. So we're really excited to be coming. I think this is our first time playing in Saskatchewan in about 5 years. So it's been a while since we've been there. So we're excited.
Awesome. Well, we're thrilled to have you back then. Is playing outdoor shows different than playing, you know, indoor venues, or because this is going to be like a big outdoor show? And how is your approach different when you get to play one of these?
Well, I mean, to be honest, we do more festivals now than we do, you know, kind of club shows. You know, we just recently re-released our, we released a new version of our gold record, East of Edson, which came out in 1995 originally. And so we just did a tour, We did a few shows, did a couple shows in Edmonton and the Starlight Room, and we played the King Eddie in Calgary. And so those are, you know, indoor, you know, music venue shows. But, you know, we probably play 5 or 6 festivals every year. And so playing outside in the open air is always the best. We love the kind of vibe that an outdoor audience has. It's really fun. People are always happy. Well, hopefully the weather's great. It usually is. And, you know, good times. Love playing outside.
With I was reading, actually, about the re-release of this album. Did you guys think at the time that you're going to have this kind of staying power and we'd be talking about it some 30 years later, you know?
Good God, no. There's no way. I mean, you have to understand, we went into that studio to record East of Edson in January of 1995. We were a bunch of friends. You know, we'd put out a record already about 4 months before that, Land. And, you know, when you write your first record, you know, you put all the songs on it you ever wrote in your whole life, you know. And then in your second record, you kind of got to write a whole bunch of new songs. And so, you know, we had been on the road the whole year with Land, and we just spent all this time writing songs and road testing. And at the time we were probably doing 100, 150, 200 shows a year. So when we went into record East of Edson, it was like cold outside. We were friends. We just drank a bunch of beer and had fun for a month in the studio. And, we had no idea that it would kind of take us all over the world. And that 30 years later, you know, we'd still be playing those songs and people would still be coming out to shows. And it's kind of a cool thing. We're really happy about it.
Is that the kind of hard part about doing a sophomore album, is when you're first putting out an album, you have all of this history and this music that you guys have done together to kind of draw on, and then it's suddenly like, okay, you know, and then now there's a demand for a second album. Like, now what, you know?
Sometimes it's really hard, but for us it was kind of like the first album, like, literally was a joke. Like, we seriously were not taking ourselves seriously, you know? And so what happened when we put out Land and all of a sudden we started selling thousands of copies of it, it was like, oh my God, like, this is serious.
You guys, so, actually, you're getting this joke.
Yeah, what the hell? And so we very quickly, but it wasn't like it wasn't a joke anymore. It was, we kind of learned that the joke taught us how to have fun. We'd all been in all these serious rock bands and nobody cared about us. And it was as soon as we started to have fun that it became authentic and people, you know, kind of came towards it. And so with us, with our sophomore record, you know, we were just so excited with everything that we'd learned from putting out this first record. And we, you know, just brought a whole bunch of new tunes to it that were so much better than the first record's songs. So yeah, it worked for us really well.
Yeah, right on. I love it. That's excellent.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you guys were all quite good friends. You know, it's been 30 some years. Are you guys still as good of friends as you were back then?
Oh, 100%. No, we're we all met in college at McCune University in, well, then Grant McCune Community College in Edmonton, in the music program slot. Some of us were in a theater program, and we were just all buddies, and, you know, we started playing for free beer, and that was kind of where it started. But yeah, we've been friends that long. We're still friends. You know, it's the conversations in the van now are really different. You know, like we were just driving down to Calgary from Edmonton, and we were all talking about our, you know, retirement savings plans and life insurance. It was pretty funny.
Hey, 30 yeah, years
we still,
ago.
We still rock it out, though.
Yeah.
We still rock out, though. Like, yeah.
A little bit of a different time, eh? That's yeah. So funny.
My 25-year-old self definitely would be like, what are you talking about, man?
How did you get so dorky? Jeez.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's too funny. This is going to be a huge show, expecting an incredible crowd, Living Skies Music Festival. There's an opportunity, I guess, when you get to kind of one of these, because everybody's there to maybe see a different band, you know, to expose yourselves to some new folks that maybe not have heard you before. What will people see, or what can they expect if they don't know much about Captain Tractor already, if they're coming to the Living Skies Music Festival?
Well, I mean, just think, you know, we're playing earlier in the day. So, you know, we're going to start the party up, you know, like we've been a party. We led the party all over the world for 3 decades, and we continue to do that. So, you know, come on in, check us out. It's kind of a kitchen party vibe. We're a lot of fun. We like to talk with the crowd. We're, you know, big party songs.
We love kitchen parties here in Saskatchewan, so this is going to be awesome.
I know you do. I know you do. I've been to many after-show kitchen parties in my day, and they're always the best in Saskatchewan, that's for sure.
Why does parties always wind up in the kitchen like that, hey? Isn't that crazy?
I don't know. It's closest to the fridge.
I don't have to walk far to get the beer. Right on. Chris, really appreciate your time this morning. Congrats on the reissue there. And we're so pumped to have you part of this Living Skies Music Festival. It's going to sound awesome. Your music blaring off into the beautiful Saskatchewan skies at the end of June here. Thanks so much. And we'll see you
right
soon.
On. See you soon. We're looking forward to it. It's first time playing in Humboldt.
Perfect. Thanks so much, buddy. I really appreciate that.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Take care.